Poor little boy. Can't even manage to play a few simple tunes on the piano. How sad.
Mother, get her out of here. She bores me. Just tell her that if she's not out of here in 10 seconds flat, I'll dumb her nose in the piano wire.
Anyway, that'll do.
Now, Stan, what's going on in here?
Listen, Jimmy, Rachmaninoff is being difficult about his piano lessons.
Oh, I have heard about you dodging your lessons, my lad. And what's the matter with you? Learning the piano's not all that bad.
It's not just the learning. I don't like having to walk to Mr. Dobson's carrying that attache case with me music in.
Why not?
Well, when the black and gang see me, they all shout, "Stand by your bed, here comes the district nurse."
Well, they won't all laugh, Jimmy, when you're a real pianist. You'll be like I was, always being asked to parties. I used to sit at the piano playing and singing, "Bonnie cheerleading new of war, safely o'er the friendly main." Many a...
I'll bet you looked your right, Bonnie Charlie, as well. I can see you sitting at the piano with your tartan bonnet and your kilt. Glasgow's answer to Mrs. Mills.
Don't you be cheeky. Just do some more practicing. You've got a lesson with Mr. Dobson tonight.
Dizzy Fingers Dobson, a right pretty he is. The only modern singers he knows are the fish fryers.
Fish fryers?
That's what he calls them. He means the chipmunks. He's not a square, he's an oblong.
Mr. Dobson's the best music teacher in this town. He's an ARCM.
The way he talks, he's a CLOT.
Now then, Dave, you'll have to try harder than this, you know. Much harder. Oh, my word, yes. Yes, oh, yes. Now, again. And I'll count the beats.
Oh, all right, Mr. Dobson.
1, 2, 3, 1, 4, stop, stop, up, up, up.
What, Duke? Did I play a wrong note?
Oh, I've never heard anything so dreadful.
Don't tell me. Tell the fellow who wrote it.
I mean the way you're playing is terrible. You've had a whole week to practice the skater's waltz, and you obviously haven't bothered. You haven't bothered. If I were your mother, I'd stand over you and make you practice night and day.
Oh, I know that one. Night and day,
if you don't behave yourself, I shall have to get out my ruler. My little black one.
Not the little black ruler.
The little black ruler, yeah. Now, once again, and remember, there are two pedals on the piano. Off you go. 1, 2, 3, 1, 2. Stop, 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 stop.
You're slapping me now. What's the matter?
The pedals, the pedals. Why aren't you using them?
I'm freewheeling.
You're going to play this piece properly, or I will know the reason why.
I'll tell you the reason why. The rotten piano's too big for me. All them notes, and I've only got 10 fingers. I'm outnumbered before I start.
Silly, silly, silly boy. You don't play all the notes at once. You play the ones that listen on that music.
I can't. I don't understand the music. It's them 5 lines and them black dots that beat me. I had none of this when I was learning the mouth organ. It was just blow, suck, blow.
Blow, suck, blow. There's nothing difficult about the 5 lines. They represent the notes EGBDF. EGBDF. You remember? Don't look like that. Every good boy, listen, every good boy deserves favor. EGBDF.
Oh, that's where I've been going wrong. I've been saying, every girl born deserves flogging.
James, I am rapidly coming to the conclusion. The pleasures of performing on the pianoforte are of no interest to you whatsoever. Oh, dear me, no.
Look, sir, I'm doing my best. You know what they say, Rome wasn't built in a day.
And it never will be when a certain little bricklayer insists on working to rule. Ah, that's the telephone.
Get away.
Now, you keep practicing while I go on after it. And remember, I shall be listening.
Oh, heck. Do his fingers, Dobson, and his skaters, Walt. I wish he'd fallen through the ice.
For
good if it's left to me.
Well, that was your mother on turn, asking how you were doing and telling me to stand for no nonsense. As you see, I have brought my little black ruler with me, haven't I? You can see it, can't you? Yes. Well, I don't want to use it, so please, James, will you really try for my sake, for your mother's sake, for your grandfather's sake?
Oh, for Pete's sake, let's go.
No. Naughty boy. Now, we will try something you know. The anvil course from Faust by Gounod.
Arranged by J. Clitheroe.
Pardon?
I know that one. Right, now, where's the note I start on? Here somewhere.
Oh, you start on B.
I know, don't tell me. Right, here we go, B. Where's B?
Just below C.
I know, don't tell me. Right. One, two. Where's C?
It's just there. Look.
Don't tell me. Just put my finger on it and give me a shovel.
Now, look. We've wasted enough time. Oh, by Jove. Yes, we've wasted enough time. Now, there's your note. Now, off you go over the anvil chorus, and I will beat time with my little black ruler. On your knuckles, if necessary. Oh, my word. Yes.
Stand by for a hot chorus on the anvil.
How dare you? Contain yourself.
Wait till I tell me Grandad about this. He'll stick his bagpipes in your ear and he'll blow your brains out.
Oh, of all the impudence. Oh, it's a good thing your time is up. But before you come to your next lesson, you'll practice as you've never practiced before. Oh, my word. Yes, you will.
All right, but I'm warning you. I'll be wishing you all the horrible things I can think of. Oh, yes. I hope you get woodworm in your little black ruler.
Oh, I'm telling you straight, Father. When Mr. Dobson told me on the phone about Jimmy's behavior, I felt really ashamed. He's going to practice every night this week, as soon as he's had his tea.
But, Pat, he started getting in some practice for the junior football team at the school. Now the nights are getting a bit lighter.
Not anymore, he isn't. I'm going straight upstairs to lock his football team right away.
Oh, dear, poor Jimmy. He really put his foot in it this time.
Poor Jimmy, indeed. Hello, Grandad. Hiya, Scraggy Bones.
Now that'll do, Jimmy. Now, what have you been saying to Mr. Dobson?
Oh, he's been on the phone, has he? The big telltale tick.
Well, from what he told your mother, you'd better get practicing your music right away.
I've had enough. I'm going to bed.
Look, your mother wants you to practice the piano.
Well, she'll have to bring it upstairs.
Bring it upstairs?
Yes, I'll give her good night, sweetheart, in her pajamas.
Now, Jimmy, that'll do. Luke, I can't understand you. You come from a musical family. Look at your Uncle Tom. He played in a symphony orchestra.
Yes, but he only played the triangle. It was all right for him. A couple of ping pings in William Tell, and the rest of his night was his own.
Well, you've been warned about how your mother feels.
Oh, there you are, you young ruffian.
Hey, Mom, what are you doing with my football gear? Are the women's guild starting a team? Hey, you want to put Fatty Eccles in the goal? You'll win every game.
Don't you be funny. I'm locking your football things away where you can't get at them.
What? Mum, you
I've heard all about your disgraceful behavior at Mr. Dobson's. And you are going to stay in every night this week and practice. There'll be no football for you.
That's telling him.
Oh, belt your fish face.
There's something. Go on. Go and get on that piano. And your granddad can see that you practice while I get the supper ready.
Well, this is a fine thing. No football and the big match on tomorrow. If we beat the Railway Street 11, we'll be top of the league.
Is it a big league?
No, just them and us.
Oh, well, if it isn't Marlon Brando. I'm in closer inspection. It certainly isn't. Well, may I enter the establishment then, Alfred?
Yeah, come in, Mr. Allwright.
Oh, very much. I just want to have a word with Jimmy's granddad. Is he in then?
Well, there's only Jimmy in the front room. He's having his piano practice.
Oh, I can't hear him. Is he practicing with mittens on?
No. He's just having a few bars rest. Come in.
Yes, all right. Well, I'll just have a quick word with him, you know. Oh, there you are, Jim. Yes. How's it going on the old Joanna then, lad?
Oh, I'm fed up. Night after night, stuck in here, playing myself dizzy. If I play the skater's waltz just once more, I'll get frostbite.
Oh, so that's what you've been doing every night, is it? I wonder why I hadn't seen you belting your ball about in my cabbage patch. Is your granddad in?
No, my music's driven him out.
Yeah, now, you don't want to let him discourage you, Jimmy. It was just the same when I was learning the violin. My dad used to shout, is he going to scrape that cat's foot all night? I used to take no notice. I just used to shut the cold shed door and carry on practicing.
Well, I'm fed up. What does anybody want to learn a musical instrument for, anyway?
Well, to get a good living, if you like that pal I met the other day, you know, lad. Oh, yes, an old fellow artist of mine, you know, fellow artist. The great Garibaldi, the Italian serenader. Yes, a multi-instrumentalist is, you know, plays anything. Last, I once heard him play Don't Fence Me In on a policeman's whistle.
What did you say his name was?
Garibaldi. Signor Roberto Garibaldi. Affectionately known in the profession as Spaghetti Chop.
If he's an Italian musician, I bet he can play an ice cream cone.
On the piano keys while I slam the lid down.
Oh, he's a good lad, you know. Old Roberto is. Very kind-hearted. He was telling me he's looking for kids again to go and entertain at an old folks' home this Easter. You know, he does it every year for nothing, yeah. He even pays out of his own pocket for the kids' meals and entertainment, you know. It's at the seaside, you see. Seaside, just outside Morecambe, very nicely. Oh, the kids have a marvelous time.
Do they? Mr. Holroyd,
yeah.
Tell your pal he can put my name down right away.
Oh, but you heard the last bit, Jimmy. The kids, you know, they've got to entertain the old folks, you see.
Well, that's all right. Right up my alley. I've been everywhere, man. I've been everywhere, man. I don't know all the words, man, but I've been everywhere, man.
With that voice, there's one place you haven't been to. A good singing teacher.
All right, I'll do a recitation. There's a little seaside village called Blackpool that's noted for fresh air and fun. And Mr. and Mrs. Higginbottom went there with Fat Ozzy, their son.
Thank you, Stanley Holloway, and goodbye. No, look, Jim, it's, you know, what they want is kids who are musicians, you see, musicians.
Oh, I see. Well, yeah. How about this, then?
Yes, that's it. Sit up, Jim, sit up, there.
Well, don't you think that'll go down well with the old folks?
It will, if you go around first and hide all their ear trumpets. No, Jim, no. I'm afraid you'd never get past old Garibaldi playing like that, lad.
How do you know? He hasn't heard me yet.
Oh, no.
Listen, if I don't like Dizzy Fingers Dobson can play properly, then surely... wait a minute. Yes, Mr. Holroyd.
Yes?
Would you ask your pal if he'll come and listen to me playing? You could ask him to come Saturday night. Tell him I'm dead keen. I'm practicing like mad every night. And I'd like him to hear me.
Well, he is calling round to me Saturday night, so if you insist, I'll bring him into here. Well, I must be off now. Oh, by the way, the reason why I wanted to see your granddad, a couple of things. Will you tell him they've left his wheat killer at our house, and the wife's making your mother a pie?
Hi, Mr. Holroyd.
What are you talking about? Mr. Garibaldi, is you play the piano, he'll flog you with a lump of wet spaghetti.
Oh, will he? Isn't that sort of a way we can fool him?
Well, I'd like to know. What do you mean, we? I can't help you. I wouldn't know a clarinet from a cow's foot.
You would if you tried to milk a clarinet. Look, you've still got your tape recorder, haven't you?
But yes. As a matter of fact, I've just had it serviced. It's working a treat.
Good. Well, all you have to do is to get a recording of my piece, The Stage's Waltz. And when the great Garibaldi comes, you play the tape and I'll mind to it.
Hey, that's a good act. Who the heck's going to play the piano for me to record it?
My music teacher, Dizzy Fingers Dobson.
Oh, look, I'm not asking him to do it. You think I'm crackers?
Impossible. Listen, Burbrain, come round to his place tomorrow night at 7 o'clock while I'm having my lesson. Tell him you're a tape recorder salesman and you want to show him how it works.
A salesman?
Yeah, it could be useful to him. He can record the kids doing the little notes and then play it back to let them hear where they went wrong. Get him to record the Stage's Waltz so you can let him hear how it sounds.
You know, I think this will work.
It's a better, because if you mess it up, I'll make a recording of you snoring after I put you to sleep.
No, more.
It's all right, Mr. Dobson. I'm not tired.
No, but I am. I'm tired. I'm worn out. I'm exhausted. For the first time, I feel my father was right. I should have followed in his footsteps.
Well, what was your dad?
An undertaker.
You wouldn't like that job, would you?
The more I hear you play, the more attractive the idea becomes. Now, listen, boy. You are trying to play the piano and look out of the window at the same time. Now, why?
I wanted to see if he was coming. You said I am to look at my hands.
I know. That means I want you to look at the music so you'll know what you're playing.
I know what I'm playing. You're the one who can't recognize the tune.
Don't try to be funny. Naughty. Now, try to understand the music, please. It is the skater's waltz. A handsome young skater is gliding along in time to the music. Imagine you're watching it.
Yes, now it's your turn, sir.
Mine?
Yes, imagine I'm playing it.
Oh.
I mean, I can't imagine a handsome young skater gliding over the ice when I'm playing. It sounds more like an old drunk staggering home through a snowdrift.
You're staggering home from here if you're not careful. Now, I want you to appreciate the meaning behind your music, the meaning. Incidentally, talking about the meaning, did you learn that list of musical terms I gave you?
Hmm? Musical terms?
Terms.
What do you... Yes, I've got them off. Oh, you can forget them.
Can I? Yes. Well, I'll just see if you've forgotten them now. What is presto?
Presto. Don't tell me. I know. Quick.
Yes. Well, you didn't answer very presto, did you?
Oh, very good, sir. Very funny.
Andante.
Who is? Oh.
What is andante?
Oh, well, it's not quick, is it? Got it. Slow.
Yes, well, not bad.
Hey, it would be funny if Victor Sylvester said it like that.
Said what?
Slow, slow, quick, slow. Andante, presto, andante.
Oh, yes. Well, it is rather amusing, yes.
Oh, I'm glad you're pleased. I want you to be in a good mood when he calls.
Pardon?
When I call upon you to play, I'd like to hear you.
Oh, well, James, I played the piece for you last week, didn't I?
Yes, but I've forgotten how it sounds when it's done properly.
Oh, yes,
oh, go on, sir. Just one hot chorus of the Skater's Waltz.
Oh, very well. Yes, well, let me sit on the piano still, then, James.
Not now. I mean, wait till you're in the mood. Let me have one more look at the music so I'll know where you go wrong. Where I go wrong. He's there, at the door, someone is. I'll go, sir.
Yes, it may be my next pupil, Cynthia Fisher. You'll have to wait in the drawing room,
sir. It had better not be Cynthia Fisher. I'm expecting Alfie Codsed.
Good evening, I'm Alfie Hall, a tape recorder salesman, and I've come to help you.
Bell talk.
To belt up your pupil. You what?
Oh.
With you, Jim.
Where have you been, the lesson's nearly over.
Well, I left home an hour ago, but I have to do some messages on the way. Go to the chemist for my father's throat. No, not his throat, I mean, a chemist worth of aspirins, and then crawl to the butcher's for my mother's liver. Well, not her liver. I mean, the liver she ordered, you see. But I think I got it wrong, because when I looked in the bag, I've got a bob's worth of liver, and I found an half of aspirin. I've got
no, a good doctor will soon put you right. Look, come in and get working on Jitty Fingers.
Hey, now, don't worry. I've got it all worked out. I've been rehearsing. Good evening. I'm Alfie Hall. I've come to show you.
I'll show you in a minute. Hey, don't tell him your name. He hasn't met you, but he might have heard Mum mention you. So call yourself something else.
Oh, yes.
Something you can remember. Your name's Hall. Now, what's in the hall? The stairs? Bannister? That's it. Call yourself Bannister.
Hey, that's clever. In the hall, Bannister, yes.
Come on, then. Mr. Dobson, it's a gentleman to see you.
Oh, really, yes. Well, do come in, sir. This is about one of my pupils.
Oh, no, nothing to do with your eyes. Oh, them pupils. You see, it's Jimmy, you see, he wants to... I mean, I am a tape recorder salesman. My name is Mr. Hall. In the hall. It's a gas down. Courtright. Just there, sir.
Bannister, it's Bannister, Mr. Dobson.
Oh, yes, I'm Dobson, Mr. Bannister. Oh, I want to show you a tape recorder. You can record your pupils and then play it back to let them hear how terrible they are when you start them.
Well, look, you have come at a very awkward time, Mr. Whatever your name is.
Oh, well, this is the time Jimmy saw me to groom me for.
Sorry, Mr. Bannister, did I stand on your staircase? Look, sir, you're going to play me piece for me. Why don't you play it now? Let Mr. Bannister record it and then play it back.
I am supposed to say that.
Yes, well, I suppose we could do that, yes, since I was going to play. Yes, yes. Well, now, how do we fix the recorder?
Oh, well, you just tell me where your plug is and leave everything to me. Yeah, I'll fix it all. Alfie
Hall, your great big bald dream Leave everything to me. I'll fix it all up. Well, you fix the lights for a start. Here we are in the dark with Jitty Fingers under the stairs trying to mend a fuse with a piece of piano wire.
Well, there was a screw loose in his plug.
There's another one in your nuts. If he doesn't play, I'll murder you.
Well, he said he'd play.
Yeah, a quarter of an hour ago. My time's up now. Cynthia Fisher's in the kitchen waiting for a lesson.
Yeah, I didn't know there was a girl in there.
You know what? When I went in the kitchen searching for matches, who do you think it was? Cream.
I thought it was Mr. Dobson.
If it was, he's the only girl I know with a black mustache and a bald head. Set, Alfie.
Yeah. The tape recorder's in behind the couch and the wire's under the carpet. But I still don't think that Italian will fall for it.
Leave that to me. It's working so far. They've all agreed to stay in the other room because I'm shy, and you've got to be in here to turn the pages for me.
But I don't really. I just play the recording I got Mr. Dobson to make.
You got him to make it? I persuaded him, and then to keep Cynthia quiet, I had to give her 12 toffees, 3 bullseyes, and a lollipop I'd only sucked twice. Actually, Holroyd and Garibaldi now.
I'll go to the door, Mother.
Right, Alfie, come in the other room and leave all the talking to me.
Oh, Jimmy, I think Mr. Garibaldi's at the door to hear you. I hope he's got a sense of humor.
We'll soon know when he sees your face. Come in the room, Alfie.
Well, Jim, it's nearly time for your big moment.
You're feeling nervous, Jim.
Oh, not a bit.
Well, I am. I'll probably say the wrong switch.
Flip a page. Mr. Holroyd is his friend, Mother.
Ah, oh, good evening, everybody. Well, I'd just like you all to meet the great Garibaldi.
Good evening, Mr. Garibaldi.
Welcome to our house, Signor.
Happy to make your acquaintance.
Well, I'm right pleased to meet you lot and all.
We hope... You what?
Nice little house you've got here, Missy. Is it corporation?
No,
what? It's these Italian fatty echoes, it's Sophie Loren.
Hey, I thought you were Signor Garibaldi from Italy.
No, Herbert Clegg from Chilton Camardi. All right, well, I think I'd better explain it. You see, he couldn't get anywhere on the stage as Herbert Clegg, the Lancashire fiddler. So he grew them sideburns, bought a bottle of dark tam, and became the Italian serenade, you see. He's never looked back since. Have you, Herbert?
Oh. Hey, don't forget the last bit.
I took a day trip across the channel to Bolongi. And when I came back, I stepped off the boat, I said, caramba, so this is England. I think your puppy man is wonderful. I was at the Palladium in 3 weeks.
Yes, well, come on then, Jim, play your piece. Me and Herbert have an important engagement with 2 pounds and a bottle of Chianti.
Right. Now you're all staying in here because I'm shy. And I'll be a meal.
Jimmy, when are you going to start, Mr. Garibaldi? You have to go soon.
Ready now, ma'am. Oh, we've just been sorting out the music. I'll fix. Is it ready to go?
Yeah, I'll fix it now.
Right, sort it up.
I'll fix. Great. I can see the shelf of Morecambe already. What's up? What's going wrong?
The tape flow down to the spindle was silent.
Now it tells me.
But it'll work itself right.
Now that's the wrong way to play too slow, I'm just showing you.
Oh, that's it. Good. Sort out it then.
Oh, no. What are you doing? Slow, boy. Stop it.
Jimmy, what are you up to?
Alfie Hall, you twit.
Those involved with the Pitheropia this week were Peter Sinclair's grandfather, Patricia Burke as mother, Jenny Ross as Alfie Hall, Diana Day as Susan, Derek Giler as Mr. Holroyd and the music teacher, Joe Gladwin as the great Garibaldi, and Harry Haywood at the piano. The recorded program was written by James Casey and Frank Roscoe, produced by James Casey, and starred Jimmy Clitheroe as the kid himself.
Surprise for you. Mr. Garibaldi isn't taking me to Morecambe. Mind, when the row started, I thought they'd be taking me to the infirmary. By the way, I won't be having any more piano lessons. Mum says I can give up the piano so long as I take up another instrument. Tomorrow, I'm having my first lesson on Grandad's bagpipe. That won't last long, not with the neighbours we've got. Shut up!